Letters to Daniel, Volume 5. Letter 241. The Prayer of Jesus for the Tribulation Saints. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2014, in the fifth month, on the sixth day of the fifth month. Dear Dan, over many years I have contemplated my own salvation, and I would sometimes consider how Scripture says that if my body didn't perish first, I would be able to escape the hour of temptation by being raptured. Yet sometimes I would also take the position that I was lucky to not be one of those left behind and having to deal with refusing the mark of the beast. But Jesus brought correction to my thinking and said that I should pray for those left behind and pray that His word would come to pass in their lives and pray that they would be able to withstand the forces of hell and not take the mark of the beast when that time comes. A little while ago, the Lord began to clarify what He wanted regarding this matter, and today He confirmed it by His angel, Gabe, that this letter is to be the prayer of Jesus for the tribulation saints. In the final day of the last days, many things will be occurring simultaneously, and life on earth will become as prophesied by Jesus when He said, as it was in the days of Noah, and as it was in the days of Lot. See the book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 26 to 30. After the rapture, more falling angels, see footnote, will reveal their heart of rebellion, and once again mate sexually with women, and bring forth offspring, producing Rephaim, also called Nephilim, or giants. See the book of Genesis, chapter 6. Over time, this will come to be considered normal by the majority of mankind. That is why Jesus said that they will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Life will go on in the new normal, as prophesied in Scripture. It will be hell on earth and worse, because Satan will be able to rule mankind through human agency in a most direct and focused fashion. Two despots will rise and share power that would put Hitler, Stalin, and Saddam Hussein combined to shame. And those not taking the mark of the beast will be executed. But after a few years, it gets much, much worse, even than under Satan. Because during the deception of Satan on earth, Jesus, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, becomes angry and executes the judgments listed in the book of Revelation upon all those not found written in His book of life. Here then is the prayer of Jesus for those who will be saved out of great tribulation. The book of Revelation, chapters 4 through 22. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus. Footnote: it is my personal belief that this will complete the one-third of the stars dragged from heaven by the tail of the serpent.
In the midst of the war, He offered us peace. He came like a lover from out of the east, with the face of an angel and the heart of a beast. His intentions were 666. He walked up to the temple with gold in his hand, and he bought off the priests and propositioned the land. And the world was his harlot and laid in the sand, while the band played 666. We served at his table and slept on the floor, but he starved us and beat us and nailed us to the door. Well, I'm ready to die, I can't take any more, and I'm sick of his lies and his tricks. He told us he loved us, that was a lie. There was blood in his pockets and death in his eyes. Well, my number is up and I'm willing to die if the band will play 666. If the band will play 666. If the band will play 666.